The latest edition of Maine's Political Pulse with our politics team in Augusta, Steve Missler and Mal Leary. Susan Sharon sat down with them yesterday to look at this week's heated 2nd District congressional debates. So we'll pick up with her.
All right, so to refresh everyone, this is the seat held by Republican Bruce Poliquin, who's being challenged by Democratic State Representative Jared Golden and Independents Tiffany Bond and Will Hoare. The first debate was on News Center Maine a few days ago, and it turned into what one of the analysts on that station later called the equivalent of a food fight. Let's give it a listen.
You're lying about my record, and you're also hiding from your voting record, which is very clear. You voted to cut Medicaid for 1 in 5 people in this state. You put all those jobs in Washington County hospitals at risk.
Jared, I don't know where you're getting this.
Tiffany Bond,
you've got a problem with the truth.
This is why we're getting nothing done. I'd love a question.
Woo! So Steve Missler, let's unpack this a little bit. This was a debate in which Bruce Poliquin called Jared Golden at least 5 times a young radical who embraces a socialist agenda. And then Jared Golden attacked Bruce Poliquin for his record on health care. What's going on there?
Well, 2 things. First, let's address the attack on Golden as the young radical, which, as you pointed out, I think he said at least a half dozen times, if not more. In fact, I kept waiting for the moderator to ask a question, what color does Bruce most prefer? And I fully expected him to say, well, Jared prefers red because he's a young radical socialist. But those type of attacks, though, are all over the country. There's similar attacks in the governor's race in Wisconsin between Scott Walker and his challenger. And you could see it in all these other swing district seats.
I was in Cincinnati for a conference just a few weeks ago. I saw the same ad, almost cookie cutter, even the same picture of Nancy Pelosi for races in Kentucky, because Cincinnati's right there on the border, as well as in Cincinnati itself. So this is a cookie cutter approach by Speaker Ryan's PAC to hammer this message home. And again, this is independent expenditures from what Bruce Poliquin is saying in his own campaign, which also seems to mirror that national talking point.
The issue that you brought up, Susan, in your initial question about health care, that is also a national issue. In the ads all over the country, Republicans in particular are on their heels on the subject of health care and on pre-existing conditions in Obamacare specifically.
It has now become the biggest issue in the 2nd congressional district. If you look at polling in the past, it's always been the economy and jobs.
Bruce Poliquin was attacked by Jared Golden for his vote against the Affordable Care Act. And also, Jared Golden said Bruce Poliquin is the biggest threat to Social Security and to Medicare. What is the truth there?
Well, he did take a vote on the health care bill last year that would have repealed the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare without a replacement. That bill, that vote, has stuck with Bruce Poliquin and Republicans all over the country. One of the reasons why I think Golden is really pushing this issue is because Poliquin is vulnerable on it. And you're seeing that in the ads. The Wesleyan Media Project did a survey of ads and what issues were highlighted. Healthcare was in 53% of the ads nationwide. In Maine, 94% in August. It's about 73% right now, but we're only 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks into October.
These 4 people have very different ideas about how well the economy is doing in Maine's 2nd District. Bruce Poliquin says the economy's doing well. The independents in the race really went after him about that.
They did, with good reason, because the economy in the 2nd Congressional District is not mirroring what we're seeing nationwide, which is what Bruce Poliquin is talking about. He's talking about that national economic picture, which is pretty good. But you start looking at sections of Washington County and Piscataquis County and Aroostook County, you've got still high single-digit unemployment. You have an awful lot of situations where people are working 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet. So there's a falseness there when you talk about the economy being good in the 2nd District, because all of the factors that you look at that are independent of politics are that they're not.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve Missler. When people are watching a debate that turned out the way the one did and on the 2nd CD the other night, what's the takeaway for them?
When you have 2 people and they're sitting right next to one another, or they were the other night, it's just clear that they just don't personally care for one another. I don't know. But it just seems as though, you know, you have 2 partisans and, you know, the 2 independents are just sort of saying, can we get involved in this discussion? Aesthetically, it doesn't look good for the two party major party candidates.
The whole tenor of the campaign, where you've got the major party candidates yelling at each other, saying, you're lying, no, you're lying even more, is turning off some voters. And I think the beneficiary will be the two independents.
Matt Leary and Steve Missler there, taking Maine's political pulse with our Susan Sharon. A longer version of that conversation, featuring analysis on gubernatorial debates and breaking news in the Moody campaign, is going to be available later on the Maine Political Pulse podcast. Now, you can find that online at mainepublic.org/politicalpulse, or on iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts.